Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of Isaiah, the prophet, lesson 10, doing the unsinkable. Thirsty. A transforming reparation offering. When Jesus came here, leaving the university, leaving the universe behind him, he became a little baby here, grew up in the universe. He never experienced being tired. He did not have to walk by foot. He was quicker than the light, from one planet to the other, from one galaxy to the next, crossing the universe. And here, walking in the dust of Jerusalem's and Palestine's tracks, roads, ways. Unbelievable. Here, he produced sweat and tears. He became thirsty and hungry and tired. Why so? What for? He was not forced to do so. He came by himself, by free will, voluntarily. Nobody forced him to go there. Why did he do so? Imagine you are in the shower and warm water coming down from above, and then somebody tells you cold water is good for your health. Have you ever tried ice cold water coming out of the shower? And you have the chance to use warm water as well? What would you choose? Once I was in a hut high up in the Alps, and just when I wanted to enter the shower, I read, I have to put in coins that warm water will come out of there, of the shower. And I was already undressed, and it was high up under the roof, and I had to dress again, go down to the very bottom of the hut, and there change money into special coins so that I can put them in there, that there will be warm water. And I thought, oh no. And I had already waited for some time. There was a long line of people waiting for the shower. I thought, oh no. Ah. I just step in and for these seconds, it was a shock. Cold? This was ice cold. I never experienced before that seconds can be so long. And I've never been so quick in a shower as there. It was out of free will. But I do not want to repeat. It was horrible. Now imagine what Jesus did. Being the King of the universe, coming down here and being despised by the nobility, because you do not act according to their will. You do not obey their will. You're the King of the universe. You can kill them with your breath, and they are gone. Why did he do this? When I mocked him, and when he was smitten on the back, when I spit into his face and crucified him. Why? Why did he do that? Even on the evening, in the night, when Judas went to betray him, Jesus knew where Judas would go to. So this very night, Jesus could have slept somewhere else. No, he went to the same place so that Judas could find him, and stepped out from behind the olive trees and asked, "Whom are you looking for?" "Jesus from Nazareth." "I am." "Let these go." "Here I am." "Why?" "Out of love for you." It was the proof of his love to you. Nobody forced him. He could have gone away in a jiffy. Even before they crucified him, he could have fled. One angel and all those around him would have been dead if he had called one. But no, he wanted to relieve you of your sins and to produce love in you for him. Out of love, he did it for you. Have you already answered towards his love?